Your Holiness, Sankaracha and Mahanayaka, Excellency, Maithripala Sirisena, President of Sri Lanka, Excellency Narendra Modi, Prime Minister of India, respected members of the Sangha, Excellencies and friends in the Dhamma, as President of ICDV, International Council for the Day of Vesak, and IABU, International Association of Buddhist Universities, and as Rector of Mahajuralongkorn Rajavithayalaya University of Thailand, and especially the member of the Supreme Sangha Council of Thailand. I am very pleased and honored to be among Buddhist dignitaries, scholars, and world leaders from all over the world to participate in the 14th United Nations Day of Vesak in this beautiful island called Sri Lanka. As you all know, based on the recommendation of the World Buddhist Conference held here in Colombo in 1998, the Foreign Minister of Sri Lanka at that time, Lakshman Garigama, through his visionary leadership and persistent lobbying of member nations, the General Assembly of the United Nations in 1999 adopted resolution that the Day of Vesak, which falls on the full moon day in the month of May, be celebrated at the UN headquarters in New York and its regional office and centers around the world. Since then, the Vesak celebration has been taking place at UN headquarters in New York for every year. However, due to the fact that the majority of Buddhist population living in Asia, it is not possible to bring us all there to celebrate together. Fortunately, Thailand is the location of one of the largest UN regional offices in the Asia and the Pacific. That UN regional center is called UNSCAP. It's grand enough to welcome Buddhist leaders and scholars to celebrate UN Day of Vesak there. That's why Thailand has been hosting the Vesak celebration for 13 years, almost 13 years, except twice in Vietnam in 2008 and 2014. Here we come together and celebrate the 14th UN Day of Vesak in Sri Lanka. To coordinate our activities in celebrating the UN Day of Vesak, the Buddhists around the world set up the ICDV, International Council for the Day of Vesak, to function as international platform for all the Buddhists and non-Buddhists to work together in the four areas of activity. Number one, sustainable development. Number two, climate change or global warming. And number three, education. And number four, peace building. These four areas fall within the scope of our mission of ICDV. As a result of our ongoing efforts and regular activities, the United Nations Economic and Social Council granted special consultative status to ICDV. So we are eligible to work closely with the world body and its agency. This year, with the full support of the Executive Council of ICDV, Sri Lanka play a host country of the 14th International Vesak Celebration and Conference. I am really grateful to Sri Lanka for making arrangements in such a way that this celebration and conference become one of the greatest events in the Buddhist calendar of the year. We are proud to be a part of this celebration and the Buddhist community. We are honored for the participation of not only the Prime Minister of India, but also the President of Nepal and other dignitaries and world leaders. You have come to support us to work together in unity for world peace. That's why we choose the main theme of our conference as Buddhist for Social Justice and Sustainable World Peace. I hope that with your deliberation and contribution, the outcome of this conference and celebration would not just be a ceremonial one, but will contribute for world peace and bring about the benefits of our conference to the whole world. I believe that your participation and contribution will be a part of our candid declaration to be issued on the final day of our celebration and conference. In closing, I would like to take this opportunity once again to express gratitude on behalf of the Buddhist community, on behalf of the participants here, to the government of Sri Lanka, people and Mahasangha of Sri Lanka, under leadership of Excellency Maithripala Sirisena, the President of Sri Lanka and Mahanayaka, for organizing this wonderful celebration and conference. I wish you a great success for this celebration and conference. With the power of the Triple Gem, may all of you be blessed with happiness, peaceful life, and longevity. Thank you for attention.